Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Islamic Manners. In this silsila, we will learn about Islamic outfit and the dress which we wear. Hazrat Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports a hadith from Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whatever you desire, you should eat. And whatever you desire, you should weigh. Till two things are not there. One is israf, the waste. And the other thing is takabbur, the pride or arrogance. This Hadith Mubarakah explains us very clearly that if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with wealth and you want to use it for your eating and for your wearing, then you can do so as you wish, providing that two elements are not there. One is the waste and the other one is the takabbur, the pride. There's a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the part of trouser which is hanging over the ankles, that part is in Jahannam. So this Hadith Mubarakah tells us that our trousers must be made in such way that they stay above the ankles, not below the ankles. But the criticism regarding having the trousers over the ankles is based on a particular culture and intention. As we learn from another hadith, there's a hadith mubarakah in Bukhari. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who will lower his cloth because of takabbur or pride, mean let it hang on the ground, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at that person. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my trouser normally hangs in such way that it covers my ankles. Because his body shape was such that the trouser could not stay at his stomach. It would mostly come down, and when comes down, then it would cover the ankles. So he was worried that, would I be amongst those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them on the day of judgment? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you are not amongst them, or you are not from them, who let the clothes hang because of pride. So in other words, that this wa'id or this criticism or this bad news is for those people who bil qasd, or intentionally, they let their clothes hang over the ankles or even touch the ground. Maybe at that time this could have been a culture, and in order to destroy that culture of pride and arrogance, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given serious warnings. However, it is still sunnah to keep the trouser above the ankle. So that way at least we can get the thawab if we have that intention, and we can be rewarded. And this is what a Muslim should always think, that what he can do to earn maximum thawab, because the maximum thawab that he will have will help him on the day of judgment when the accountability takes place. It would help him to enter paradise. And the good deeds would help person to leave this world with iman, with faith. There's another beautiful hadith of Mubarakah which highlights the color of clothes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, wear the white clothes, because white clothes show the cleanliness more than any other color. And bury your deceased in them, mean in the white clothes. That's why the kafan that is given to the deceased Muslim is always white. There's another hadith in Mubarakah that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was wearing red clothes, and he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply to his salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's not replying to his salam denotes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry upon that person because of the color of clothes that he was wearing. There's a hadith mubarakah in Abu Dawud. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that once Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha wore thin clothes and came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his blessed face away and he said, O Asma, when a woman reaches the age of puberty, none of her body part should be visible except the hands and the round face. So in the face, ears or neck or head or hair are not included. It's just the round face and the hands that are excluded. From this hadith of Mubarakah, we learn that those Muslim women, or they wear tight clothes that the ups and downs, the figures of their body are noticed, or they wear thin clothes that the color of their body is noticed and visible. That is not allowed. And it is a major sin. There's a hadith mubarakah in Tirmizi, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear Amama Sharif, Amama is turban, he would let a piece of Amama Sharif hang between his two shoulders. As normally you see people wearing turbans, Amama Sharif, according to Sunnah, they will have a piece of it hanging between the shoulders on their back. There's another hadith mubarakah from Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt wearing turbans, adopt wearing Amama Sharif, because this is the symbol and the sign of angels, and let a piece of it hang behind your back. And that is the shimla that we are talking about. So if someone wears a turban, but part of it is not hanging on his back, that is not sunnah. As many people in many areas of the world, they wear a turban, but nothing is hanging on the back. It's just like a round circle cap topi, and they have a piece of cloth tied up around it. There's no piece of it or tail of it hanging behind the back or between their shoulders. So that Amama is not sunnah. There's another hadith mubarakah which guides us more regarding how to wear Amama Sharif. Hazrat Rukana radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the difference between our amamas and the amamas of mushrikeen is that our amamas are on heads, on topis. So in other words, we learn that the sunnah way of wearing Amama Sharif is to have hat or topi on your head first and then tie the Amama Sharif on top of it. If one wears without wearing a topi, then that indeed is not the sunnah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who will wear the outfit of fame or shuhrat on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him wear the outfit of humiliation. The outfit of shuhrat or outfit of fame is that you wear very beautiful, shiny clothes that everyone will look at you. Or you wear the clothes of certain people who are noble and highly respected in society, and you're not part of them, you don't belong to that fraternity or the community, but you wear that. For example, if you're not really a Sufi, and you're wearing the dress of Sufis, so everyone can look at you and give you that respect, that's a libas-e-shuhrat. So the people who do that, they will be wearing the libas or the outfit of humiliation on the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, a person who, while having the capacity to wear expensive clothes, branded clothes, you know, good clothes, but he leaves them because of humbleness, because he wants to be humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him wear the outfit of respect on the day of judgment. This should not be happening because of stinginess, that the person is stingy and he can't spend his money. He can afford and he's not stingy, but he wants to look like an ordinary person because of humbleness. Then this is his reward, that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the outfit or the dress of honor and dignity to wear. And also, in another hadith, we learn another beautiful Madani Pal, that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when the effect of his ni'mah, his bounty, is noticed on his slave. So what is the meaning of this hadith mubarakah? The meaning of this hadith mubarakah is that when Allah ta'ala has given you, you should wear nice clothes, good clothes. You should eat well, good foods. But the intention is the most important. One leaves good clothes because of humbleness, so that is also good. And the other person wears good clothes because he wants that the effect of the ni'mat of Allah is noticed from him, is shown from him. His intention is also good, and both would be rewarded. There's another hadith in Mubarakah. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that gold and silk is halal for the women of my ummah, and these two things are haram for men. This matter is so clear cut, there is no difference of opinion amongst scholars regarding wearing silk and gold. But it is very sad, and unfortunately so many Muslims these days, the men, they're wearing gold rings, they have gold necklaces, bangles, even right up to earrings and several other rings that people wear these days. And most of the time when they get married and they exchange rings, then to a gold ring is given. And a man wears a gold ring as his wedding ring, and they move around with that every way. That is haram, that is not allowed, it's totally prohibited. In another hadith mubarakah, we learn another beautiful matter of fact, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stopped us from spreading the skin of prey animals. In other words, to spread a skin of prey animal and sit on top of it. According to Salihin, Bazurgani Deen, if you sit on the skin of prey animals, for example, lion or cheetah or leopard, etc., then you will develop a cruel nature, a hard nature. The softness will go away from you because that's the nature of these animals. So we should refrain from that. It's better to have the skin of goat or sheep. As you see normally at Madani Channel, and while I'm sitting on the skin of a goat. And according to the spiritual experience of Buzurgani Deen, when you sit on the skin of goat or sheep, etc., those type of animals, then humbleness, ajazi, is created in that person. Ajazi, humbleness is developed in that person. So if you want to sit on a skin, then we must make sure that we have the skin of goat or sheep and not lion or leopards or cheetahs. In another hadith, we learn another very beautiful principle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Imam Ahmad and Imam Abu Dawood reports this hadith from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who has similarity with a nation, he is amongst them, meaning he will be included amongst them. To be similar to kuffar or to open sinners is not good at all. And it is very good to have mushabihat or similarity with the pious people. And these similarities have different degrees, therefore the ahkam, the rules of Sharia are also different. This Hadith Mubarak explains us and answers many of those questions that in this age and time, in modern days, when many Muslims, they have similarities with kuffar and with sinners in their wearings, in their looks, in their lifestyle. And when you talk to them, they get very upset and they feel, you know, you must be a good Muslim from inside. You know, your heart and mind and soul must be disciplined. Don't worry how we look or how we wear or how we dress. So this, indeed, this type of thinking is a trick of shaitan. So if we are Muslims, we should look like Muslims, we should wear like Muslims, we should eat like Muslims, we should do our businesses like Muslims. And in another Hadith Mubarakah, this Hadith Mubarakah is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed those women, the Nabi of Allah, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He's so angry with those women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed those women who have similarity with men in their wearings, in their ways, in their habits, in their dresses. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed those men who have similarity with women. This Hadith Mubarakah explains many things. These days it's so hard to really make a difference of clothes and shoes and hairstyle between men and women. Men are imitating women and women are imitating men. For example, it is so clear-cut masala of Sharia that the men are only allowed to keep their hair up to the shoulder line. As soon as the hair of men cross the shoulder line, it becomes haram. It is now counted as similarity with women. And it becomes haram. Person is a sinner. And if he does it openly and others can see, then he is fasiq mu'lin. That means he is an open sinner. In other words, he is announcing his sin. And there are many Muslims who are doing that. And there are many who claim to follow the path of spirituality. They are also doing that. But of course, most of those people are not ulama. They are not well educated in Islam. So they don't know these warnings and these understandings. So it's a very serious matter that we should make sure that in our wearings, in our dresses, in our outfits, in our sittings and standings, in our style of talking, we should not have similarity with women, and women should not have similarity with men. There's a hadith mubarakah in Abu Dawood, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that man who wears the dress of women. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that woman who wears the dress of men. So this hadith mubarakah is further emphasis on the issue that we have discussed earlier. Men must have their own distinctive style of wearings, and women must have their own distinctive style of wearings. There must not be similarity at all. When you see the dress of a person, you must be able to know and notice that this is a man and this is a woman. And these days we find that women have such hairstyle that which are similar to the men hairstyle. They keep short hair. Some keep up to the shoulder length only. So when a woman keeps hair up to the shoulder line, then she immediately has a similarity with men, because that was allowance for men. Men could have kept up to that limit. And short hair, etc. That's a similarity with men. And such woman is cursed by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Islamic brothers and sisters, we learn from these ahadith many matters and masail of libas and wearing. It is fard or obligatory for a person to have that limit of clothes or dress which covers his sitr and which will safeguard him from heat and cold. And more than that, to cover the full body or to wear nice clothes, if the intention is to show the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is mustahab. For example, for certain occasions, he wears nice clothes and he keeps few sets for Jum'ah, for Eid, etc. That is mubah, that is allowed. And it's recommended by pious elders that one should not wear very nice clothes every day. Because it is possible that those who are poor people and don't have these type of nice clothes might feel that they are deprived, and there's possibility that this person who's wearing nice clothes every day might develop pride and arrogance. So in today's time, the branded clothes, which are called branded clothes, are regarded to be very nice clothes, very expensive clothes. And there are many people who only wear branded clothes. They must take heed from this Hadith-e-Mubarakah, that they should wear ordinary, normal clothes sometimes as well. It is good for their spiritual growth. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal and in the environment of Dawat Islami, everybody is encouraged to be plain and simple. And men are encouraged to wear white clothes as it is recommended by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to adopt every possible sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So come and join Dawat Islami wherever you are in the world. Dawat Islami, inshallah azza wa jal, is there or will be there soon. And benefit from this beautiful tahreek and movement of Quran and Sunnah. This movement has been created merely to educate Muslims, to transmit benefits of Deen to them, and make life easy for them to practice. Because if you are all alone in the world and you want to practice this beautiful lifestyle, then it might be difficult. But if there are many people who are doing that, then it would be easy, because now you feel you are accepted. So Dawat Islami has made it easy for us to practice the Sunnah style of wearing and living in this world. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have always learnt so many beautiful practical sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful mahal, madani mahal, a spiritual mahal of Dawat Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the path of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us loyal workers and members of this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.